Since 2014, Republicans have held all three of Rutland County's Senate seats. But this year, Democrats are hoping that two open seats, along with anger over what's going on in Washington, may boost their chances. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
Republican Brian Collamore holds one of his lawn signs and waves to passing motorists at a busy Rutland intersection. He's the only incumbent in the county Senate race this year. Peg Flory, a State House veteran, isn't seeking re-election. And David Soucy, the Republican from Killington, who was appointed to fill Kevin Mullen's seat when Mullen took over as head of the Green Mountain Care Board last year, didn't survive the primary. So two seats are up for grabs.
We need all three Republicans to come out of Rutland County.
That's Terry Burke, who chairs the Rutland County Republican Committee. She says last year, Republicans held only 7 of 30 Senate seats in Montpelier.
We need Republicans to come out of every county of the state and bring some balance to, you know, Vermont's legislature.
She's urging voters to choose Collamore and fellow Republicans James McNeil and Ed Larson. Joshua Terenzini, a local Republican who's also involved in party politics, says conservatives are fighting to keep Vermont affordable, which he says is especially important in a working-class county like Rutland.
Any of these tax increases that have been presented by the Democrats, Vermonters can't afford. And you can talk to the average Rutland County voter or family, and they're going to tell you, we can't afford any more taxes.
Like the proposed carbon tax Democrats have called for, or additional taxes to fund paid family leave. Rutland Republicans will fight those, says Terenzini, and block efforts to raise the minimum wage. The Rutland Town resident shrugs off concern that national party politics will push independent voters in the county to the left next month.
They're going to look at who the person is, what they've accomplished, and what they're going to do for Rutland County when they get to Montpelier. And I think that's what matters. I think that's what matters in Rutland County more so than anything, regardless if you have the R or the D by your name. They're going to look at the person.
But Brandon voter Melissa Gibbard disagrees.
With everything that's been going on in Washington and the way the Republicans are reacting to the president that we have in office and the bullying and all the other things that are going on, I just feel that all Republicans at this point are perpetuating this terrible feeling that's in the country, and I'm having a very difficult time dealing with it.
Is that different than you felt in previous years? Have you been much more likely to cross party lines?
Absolutely. I'm an independent voter, and I would vote for whomever I thought was the best candidate. And this year, because of what's going on in Washington, I am not going to vote for any Republicans.
Julian Fenn, who chairs the County Democratic Committee, is counting on voters like Gibbard. Fenn says about 40% of voters in Rutland County identify as independents, and many, he says, are angry. He says there's also a lot more excitement among young and liberal-minded voters in the county who want lawmakers to do more about global warming, the cost of higher education, and raising the state's minimum wage.
There's a lot of people that didn't vote in Rutland County 2 years ago that I think are going to turn out. You know, there's a lot of talk about the blue wave or the red wave. I don't know if we're actually going to see a blue wave, but I think it's going to have a positive impact for Democrats here in Rutland.
Another voter, Meadow Squire of Tynemouth, says she disagrees that sending Republican senators to Montpelier will provide balance.
Rutland has been Republican for so long that we need a balance in our own county. It's not about the state being balanced. I feel like it's about the county being balanced.
Which is why you'd like a Democrat.
Yeah, just at least one.
But it'll be an uphill climb for Democratic candidates Cheryl Hooker, Scott Guerin, and Greg Cox. All three were write-in candidates, which some party members admit made the campaign look unorganized. And all three Democrats have to convince a right-leaning county to swing left. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.